But I have two other boys, and one of them, he was two before I had to say no to him. Like, he is one of those people that just is generally finds it easy to be good. So I actually haven't had an inroad to have that conversation with him yet. And he's nine. So maybe I need to be looking for them more. Maybe I need to, because I know that those children, they still have those, their sin is just different, right? They may not explode in front of us, but do you have any kids like that where the conversations have been different?
I do. And they're my more compliant. They're like the easy kids to raise, and you're like, oh, this kid's so easy. And I have learned my easy one was my number three. And I think one thing I began to pray for is I began to pray that I would have eyes to see their sin. They have sin. It's just that their sin is more hidden. So the sin of pride, of perfectionism, of expectation, of performance, of believing that the way they are.
Yes, sorry, you just said perfectionism is a sin, and that is exactly what my son is struggling with so much. Thank you. Continue.
Well, the reason perfectionism is a sin is more the emphasis on the belief that because of what I bring to the table, I am valuable.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it just falls inside of pride.
Yeah.
It does. And so it's helping that child. It is a gift in the sense of they're going to probably do a job really well. We want to introduce them, though, to grace, and we
Yeah.
want to introduce them to the fact that God is absolutely accepting of them if they muddy it up for the rest of their lives. If they just can't do another thing right. God still loves you. He does. So, but then we also say, but you have been, there is a gifting in that pursuit of perfectionism. There is a gifting in it.
For
Because,
sure.
so I probably shouldn't have labeled it as a sin. It is the way it is weighted and the way that child views it. And if they view it as their value and their worth, then they are locked inside of pride and they do not understand the grace of God. And so we want to have those conversations. And more than likely, they compare. So more than likely, then they are also measuring themselves in relationship to the other kids in the house. Especially if you have a dynamic that one kid is a rowdy, like you have one kid who is like, he's like, I mean, I'm fine getting in trouble. I'll get in trouble every day. I don't care. I'm not doing it, you know, which I've had those, and you know it. You just are like, you're going to get in trouble, aren't you? It's just going to happen. And they're like, I mean, I've literally had kids that go, well, what will be the consequence? And then I'm left going, so if it's not a big enough consequence, you're willing to do it? Like, you know, they just, that's just where they are. That's how they're made. It's a different journey with Jesus, and it's a different testimony that they will have. And so it's working with your child and going, I see your temperament. I see the way God made you. That surrender to him becomes beautiful, beautiful reflection of being surrendered to Jesus and the grace of God. But outside of that, it is a path of sin and flesh. And you can feed it, and you might be really good at being perfect for a very long time, but you will come to an end of yourself. When you do, I want you to know that there is one, and he stands ready to meet you right there. And it's having those conversations. And I used to pray, I would ask the Lord to give me eyes to see, because especially because I had a rowdy right around that child, then sometimes it was like the environment was really thick with dealing with all the other people, and so that one could like slip through the cracks a little bit, and so there was like kind of like what you said, and so I would pray, I'd be like, Lord, I really need to have a conversation today in a space that addresses her heart the way you want her heart addressed. And so, and he was faithful to that, to give me insight into her. And what I like to say is those still waters, you know, that saying that still waters run really deep is very, very true when we parent our kids. Truthfully, to me, the easiest children to understand the gospel are the rowdy ones. They fully recognize their need for Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we want to be really alert to our compliant, easygoing, striving to please kids. Sometimes they're our firstborns. This one's not in my birth order, but It's just where she, you know, it's just who she is. Mm-hmm. And in helping walk them, because I promise you, they will have places where they fail. Mm-hmm. They may want to cover that up because they're embarrassed that they failed there. Mm-hmm. And what you want is you want to pray that you see them fail. Mm-hmm. Because those are the spaces that you can have these conversations.
Right.
So, yeah. That's how I would pursue it.
Yeah, I love that.
And God will be good. He is faithful. He is faithful to a mama's prayers.